Local law enforcement officials are warning state and federal officials that meth is increasingly an issue in rural Iowa. Prosecutors, investigators, and officers met with Governor Kim Reynolds and White House drug czar Jim Carroll today. Iowa Department of Public Safety Commissioner Stephen Bayens told them the drug trade is changing in rural communities.
For the first time in my law enforcement career, rural Iowans no longer are coming to the metropolitan areas like Des Moines to get methamphetamine. For the first time in my career, I'm seeing rural Iowans come to metropolitan areas to sell methamphetamine.
In recent years, law enforcement officials say meth has become cheaper and more pure, making it even more accessible and addictive. According to the state, meth is the third most common drug Iowans seek treatment for, behind alcohol and marijuana. Governor Kim Reynolds today announced the appointment of Julie Schumacher of Schleswig as a judge to the Iowa Court of Appeals. Schumacher fills the vacancy created by the retirement of Iowa Court of Appeals Chief Judge Gail Nelson Vogel of Spirit Lake. Schumacher currently serves as a district court judge in Judicial Election District 3B. Schumacher received her undergraduate degree from the University of South Dakota and her law degree from the Creighton University School of Law. The Iowa Court of Appeals is composed of 9 judges and decides appeals from district courts across Iowa. The Siouxland Coalition to End Homelessness is accepting applications from local nonprofits serving Woodbury County for Phase 36 of FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program, or EFSP. That application deadline is 5 p.m. September 6th. Funding priorities are rent, mortgage, utilities, other food and shelter, served meals, and mass shelter. The coalition has been awarded almost $29,000 in EFSP funding for Woodbury County. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.